In India, we all grew up reading the great epics, the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. They are fantastic stories of epic battles where gods take sides and chariots fly and giant birds battle demon kings midair. We read them as stories, lessons about duty and honor and justice. But the chief minister of the northeastern Indian state of Tripura reads them as fact. He sees science in them. Just the other day, he reminded us how we must have had internet during the time of the Mahabharata. Otherwise, how was one of the characters, Sanjaya, live streaming the battle to the blind king in real time? So we must have had technology, internet, satellites.
Technology tha, internet tha, satellite thi.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. It's not just the internet. The Prime Minister has reminded us the ancients must have known about plastic surgery. Otherwise, how could the god Ganesh get an elephant's head?
Koi to plastic surgeon hoga us zamane mein.
Engineering students should learn about the flying chariot from the epic Ramayana because the ancients were flying around long before the Wright brothers. Soumitra Banerjee, General Secretary of Breakthrough, an organization promoting science in India, is not impressed.
A minister of education says that Darwin is wrong because nobody has seen an ape turning into a man. Now, this is unthinkable in a civilized society happening now. A chief minister of a state saying that internet existed at the time of Mahabharata was unthinkable a few years back, happening now. So these things are really dangerous signals.
It's all starting to sound a bit like the old British Asian comedy sketch, Goodness Gracious Me, which explained to us a long time ago why everybody and everything was originally Indian. Jesus Christ, obviously Indian. He worked for his father, his parents had children without having sex, and he fed 5,000 people with 2 loaves and 5 fishes. In other words, an Indian picnic. And not just Jesus.
Superman's my favorite superhero.
Ah, well, I can understand that. He's so brave, so strong, so Indian.
What?
Superman Indian?
No!
Ah, come on, you've seen the film. He runs faster than a speeding train. There's only one country where you can run faster than the train. What about Clark Kent? Huh, Clark Kent? National health glasses. Bad haircut. Go to Calcutta, you see millions of civil servants dressed exactly the same.
Some Indian politicians insist that it is virtually impossible to conceive of flying chariots and divine vision without some kind of prototype. We just need to find the prototype again. Banerjee says that is hogwash and does real ancient Indian science a disservice.
The solution of the quadratic equation was discovered here. The solution of indeterminate equations were found here. So these things were real achievements. It was first Aryabhatta who said that Earth is something that is spinning about its axis. It is an enormous achievement happened here. The moment you try to eulogize all those unreal achievements, real achievements are buried.
There's a battle for science underway in India. More and more money is pumped into researching whether cow urine has miraculous curative properties, as some Hindu religious figures claim. What's the harm, I wonder? Why not test the science behind the belief? Banerjee says other research is losing out.
Now that if you write a project proposal, it is unlikely to be sanctioned or money is unlikely to come. But if you write a project proposal on the benefits of cow urine, then immediately the money comes. People are shifting their interest, people are shifting their research area into something to do with this, you know, useless science.
He says it reminds him of the time when Ronald Reagan was obsessed about the Star Wars program and started pouring money into that.
So scientists who are doing something else changed overnight their interest into things that had something to do with the Star Wars. And that resulted in mediocre science for quite a long time. The American science really suffered because of that. In India, similar things are happening.
But there's one mystery no Indian politician has explained. How did India become a civilization that managed to forget every bit of invaluable ancient knowledge, from the internet to stem cell research? What gives? We clearly invented everything except a backup disk. And in all the rush to prove the science, we forget one thing: the power of imagination. We come from a people who dreamt up flying chariots without knowing about airplanes. They visualized an elephant's head on a human body without knowing about transplant surgery. They dared to imagine. Is there no power in that? This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.